when you go to the grocery, like you said last night, you're going to the grocery.
Mm-hmm.
What did the grocer put your stuff in?
Sack.
And
what, the bag.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen different sacks made of different things besides paper?
Yes, I've seen some that were made of plastic materials. And I've even seen some straw, very, very fine straw, because they were, this was for something special, and the plastic ones were for either something extremely cold, well, some of them even have asbestos type, you know, for retaining heat or cold, as the case might be, ice cream, cooked items, such as barbecue chicken,
mm-hmm.
steak that you buy with lemon teas, they usually put some of that.
Do you know how things like fertilizer or potatoes, what kind of bags they used to come in? You remember anything?
Yes. These are
some
little
kind of
net.
Rough cloth.
Yeah, it's net work. It's threaded. They're made out of some kind of, look like it's crochet, but it's done by a machine for the most part. I have one of those as a laundry bag, you know, you could for.
Yeah.
Aeration purposes, I guess, and to hang, and sometimes just to even to wash and let something drip as a strainer. Just depending upon, I guess, the proper use that the individual has for a while.
Do you know the term toe sack or croaker sack?
Yeah, oh, croaker sack, yeah. Well, that's a net type thing too, but it's made from a different kind of cord, the croaker sack, yes. Now that's a stronger, of course, and it's primarily to hold items like potatoes that weigh 50 pounds or more, because otherwise it'd break out. The same thing is true in areas where they use, I've even seen some nylon bags, more or less the same, a little more porous than the croaker sack, but they use the same purpose for holding items that have enormous weight or more than usual, something that a paper bag would certainly not be very practical to use. Sometimes it's wet, and of course these croaker sacks, you can wet and do anything to it and it stays right there with you. I never said we used to use one at the door, you know, clean your feet before you come get snow. Oh God, I've seen my father wrap his feet up, you know, saying the shoes, you know, and going out in the snow. We used to have big snows in Memphis, don't have them anymore. But I remember that as a kid growing up, because I came to this house from down there, and snow was up, oh, to my waist at one time. I can remember it. I stepped into the side of this yard here, and almost disappeared. I fell down, because my brother was laughing, and told him I was lost in the snow, because I did disappear from sight for a moment.
Do you know what the amount of corn that was taken to the mill at one time to be ground would be called?
Load? As much as I can remember, a carload shipment is all I've ever heard. That's the biggest portion of it, a carload shipment.
When a light burns out in the electric lamp, what do you replace?
The bulb.
When you carry washing out to the line, if you don't have a dryer, you carry it in a
basket or carrying cloth, I guess you'd call it. Just a bundle, whatever way you can make a bundle. Sometimes I've seen people put them in sheets and hang them up like that.